Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Mike White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. White reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. White scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bond moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bond scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 3-0, Astros. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Casco strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it and throws to second for the out. McMillan scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Grote and he is out, Casco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Bond moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 4-3, Astros. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Dick Smith pinch runs for George Altman. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Smith moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Astros, 4, Mets, 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground for an out. McMillan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hunt is walked intentionally. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonder is hit by the pitch. Smith scores. McMillan moves to third. Hunt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. McMillan scores. Hunt moves to third. Gonder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool is hit by the pitch. Hunt scores. Gonder moves to third. Christopher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Mets. Don Larson now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Smith now playing left field. Frank Lowry now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote strikes out. One out. Dave Roberts pinch hits for Don Larson. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-4 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Grote drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. Two outs. Frank Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Lowry covering, for the out. One out. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.